Well, good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott. This is our third program in the series, and I am most pleased today to be with our next guest. This gentleman is one of the most educated, studied individuals I have ever met. He's a PhD nutritionist, has more letters and credits than Carter's Got Little Liver Pills. He's 15 years the host of the nationally syndicated Let's Talk Nutrition radio program from Tampa, Florida, and just a wealth of knowledge, my friend, Dr. Michael Garko. Welcome to the show, Dr. Garko.
Wayne, thank you for inviting me. It's always a pleasure to be with you and your audience. Well, you know, there's always room for improvement, and I'm first in that line. So maybe today we can all improve a little bit.
Well, you always did a great job. This is a bit of a switch. I was on your show more than 50 times as a guest, and that was always my pleasure. And you had an audience that loved you, and you were so informative always and so well studied that it was a very successful show for over 15 years there. So one of the things I always liked, Dr. Garko, that you would say during shows that I was on with you is that you often provided the, excuse me, the clinical evidence to the herbs, and in addition to the anecdotal evidence that I would provide with stories and comments, and you always had the clinical evidence, the historical use and proof of some of these herbs and botanicals.
Yeah, you know, health, wellness, and well-being, there's the science and there's the art of it all. And long before we had what we know as modern science, people had to rely upon word of mouth, anecdotal evidence, and so on. And just because now that we have science doesn't mean we dismiss all that. And so that's what we did do, you and I, together for a long time. I don't dismiss the personal experiences of people. Yes, clinical trials are important to help confirm or disconfirm a theory or whatever. But nevertheless, like, for example, with you, your own personal experience in using the heart drops, the Strauss heart drops, you didn't need a study to know that it was helping you, right? So
that's for sure, Doc. That's for sure. I always say to people, you won't need numbers or tests to know how you feel. And I always found it was ironic that criteria was basically eliminated, to my knowledge. I've read a lot of clinical studies on pharmaceuticals, and it seems that never is how the study candidate feels. It never seems to be part of the criteria. And it's pretty important, Doc, how we feel. You know, you can be told, hey, everything's fine, but if you don't feel well, it's not much consolation, is it?
No, it's not. And so I'm reminded, there was a first century Roman poet of all people and things. His name was Marcus Aurelius Marcialis, and he said, quote, "Life is not living, but living in health," close quote. To your point, living in health means to feel better. And living in health, Wayne, as you know, is not automatically guaranteed. This is something most people really do understand in principle, even though they may not engage in the day-to-day practice of maintaining their health and preventing disease and slowing down the aging process. We all know this, that life is not living, but living in health. And it seems to me that the contribution of Strauss and their botanical products has helped people in a large way and in large measure to live in better health. And you're a testament to that. So I guess we'll talk about that today. And it seems also to me that as we age, one of the most important things that we can try, we have to try to maintain is our cardiovascular system. All the systems are important. However, if your cells, tissues, and organs are not being oxygenated properly, nourished properly, because your vascular system has become diseased, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. And so I guess maybe we can put some focus today and spotlight on coronary heart disease and how the Strauss heart drops and other products that they make, beautiful botanical products, can help make for a better cardiovascular system.
Absolutely, Doc. Well, I you've heard my story a number of times for sure. I suffered after an attack in my front yard, playing at a young son's birthday party. I didn't have pain, but very soon thereafter, I had all the angina symptoms, and was really lucky, really doing nothing about it. For 6 or 7 years, I developed irregular heartbeat as well, arrhythmia, supraventricular tachycardia was what they said I had. And I didn't take any medicine. I didn't do anything. I made plans to maybe be the youngest in my family to check out is what I did. Mm. And boy, when I took the heart drops, which just worked like a miracle for me, and then the cardio support formula for my irregular heartbeat, I've just been so grateful to suffer neither one of those now for over 25 years, and sure. They've never come back. I took the kidney support as well for high blood pressure, and blood pressure still 120 over 70, despite all the things I do wrong, like not sleep enough and work too much and so forth. I can't say enough good about them, as you know, it is so important. I think blood flow is the most important body function, or we wouldn't have all these 50,000 kilometers of vessels and veins and arteries inside us. One thing, Doc, we know that most of us know that these refined sugars are very bad for us, and they come in many forms, including breads and all the lovely baked goods, and of course all the forms of sugar and in these so-called low fat condiments and foods. I discovered they take out fats that we can deal with, our bodies can deal with, and add refined carbs, refined sugars. Why don't you explain a bit for us just how these refined carbs harm us and how it is they're not at all good for us?
Well, so what you're getting at here is the notion of risk. If we're talking about heart disease, for example, put the focus there for a second. There are modifiable risk factors and non-modifiable risk factors. And one of the modifiable risk factors is our diet. And if you're eating a highly processed diet with lots of sugar, lots of unhealthy fat, and so on, you're going to tend to gain weight. You're going to tend to raise your blood glucose levels, insulin levels, then start to become pre-diabetic, then into full type 2 diabetes, for example. And now you're starting to do damage. When you get into that realm, you're starting to do damage to the vascular system, particularly your arteries. And the arteries start to plaque. And we'll talk about that today, the difference between arteriosclerosis and atherosclerosis. What does that mean? But these refined processed carbohydrate foods and high fat foods, unhealthy fat foods, contribute to that over time. It doesn't happen overnight. So if you think about this for a second, Wayne, I mean, more about the mechanics of machinery and all of that, but the heart is only bigger than a fist. That's it. And each day on average, it expands and contracts about 100,000 times. And it pumps about 2,000 gallons of blood through this vast circulatory system that you alluded to a moment ago. So if that network of blood vessels of the circulatory system were laid out end to end, it would extend for a distance approximately 60,000 miles. which you alluded to also, or more than twice around the earth. Now, trying to maintain just the plumbing in your house is hard enough. Try to maintain, right? And try, now, if you think about this system, this is so vast. And if anything can go wrong, it will. And your diet and your lifestyle will ultimately become manifested either in a good way or a bad way within this vascular system. So you hit upon some very good points. And diet is critical to all of this. But again, diet, and I separate, some people put diet under lifestyle. I like to separate them. So, you know, we'll get into this a little bit today, these modifiable, non-modifiable risk factors for coronary heart disease. But, you know darn well, you've seen when you're taking ships apart, how rust takes its toll, right?
You bet.
Well, yeah. Same thing happens to us in a sense. We sort of rust on the inside with all this oxidation, which happens with ships, with the metal. Well, yeah. The same thing happens with tissues and our coronary arteries and whatnot. So some use the metaphor, it's like oxidative rust. But it's just a metaphor to help understand that we can damage this system to the extent where the blood flow is diminished, and then you start to get into a lot of trouble. Not enough oxygen and nutrients to the brain and to other cells and tissues in the body. And then you find yourself either having a heart attack, a stroke, and, you know, leaving this good earth.
Yeah. So the sugars, again, all the various refined sugars, Doc, do they sort of work hand in hand with cholesterol to form that plaque? Is it the stickiness of sugars that when I say work hand in hand against us? To restrict our blood flow and sometimes completely block our blood flow to certain parts of our body, including the heart and the brain.
Okay, so you always get me to the places where I want to go. Somehow you were able to read my mind. All right, let me back that up a little bit. So you have this thing called arteriosclerosis. Now, that's a general term to mean hardening or stiffening of the arteries or the loss of elasticity. Then there's atherosclerosis, and people get confused. Atherosclerosis is a type of arteriosclerosis, and atherosclerosis is this lipid-rich plaquing of the larger and the medium-sized arteries. So atherosclerosis is a specific term to signify the formation of these lipid-rich, or I call them lipid-laden plaques, these fatty lesions in the large and medium arteries. So atherosclerosis signifies a condition where the arteries harden and are obstructed because of the plaque that's building up in the arterial walls. So you have arteriosclerosis is the general term. Atherosclerosis get to the point where you are making of these lipid-laden plaques in the arteries. And that happens because the arteries get damaged and the body's trying to repair that damage to the endothelium lining, either because of chemicals, either it could be from alcohol, toxins from the environment, unhealthy food. I mean, there's so many things that can damage that endothelium. And so the body's trying to repair it. These plaques they have lipids, elastic fibers, mucopolysaccharides, and calcium deposits in them. It's not just fat. So it's a witch's brew of a terrible combination of compounds put together that eventually, as the platelets go by these plaques, they rupture and initiate a clotting process. And this occludes the artery. And then that leads to a thrombus or a clot, which can then break loose. You have a heart attack or stroke. So it gets a little complicated, but at the end of the day, to go to your point, it goes back to what you eat and how you live. We have always been vulnerable as a species to heart disease. We have the remains of our ancient ancestors, Ötzi, the Iceman, who was found intact. Well, when they examined him, did sort of a biopsy with him, they found that he had heart disease. So we've always been vulnerable as a species. And in today's world, this modern world that we live in, high stress, bad food, and this tendency to form plaques makes it even more worse than our ancient ancestors. So that's where the heart drops come into play.
Well, they also, the dramatic increase in females having heart attacks. It's claimed that women now have 51% of heart attacks, slightly more than men, which is, you know, you can understand that so many ladies in the work world, responsibilities, stress, still have the home to look after and family. We're going to leave it there for just a minute, Doc, while we have a message from our sponsor, and we'll be back in a minute. Wayne Elliott on the Strauss Company, famous for effective natural medicines and again making original formulas for heart disease, kidneys, diabetes, and blood pressure. Years ago, I had wonderful experiences and could tell stories till the cows come home of the world-famous Strauss Heart Drops that saved my life and my parents by helping return full blood flow. Strauss products are 100% natural, safe, satisfaction guaranteed. You can't go wrong, I promise. At fine stores everywhere or online at straussnaturals.com. Welcome back, folks. Wayne Elliott with Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott, and my special guest today, Dr. Michael Garko, with us from Tampa, Florida, and a good friend, and sharing some of his wealth of knowledge with us today. Where we left off, Doc, was the talking about the various conditions of our arteries. And, you know, my grandmother, my dad's mom, she had what they called in those days, this is back in early 60s, hardening of the arteries. And it went from some confusion with my grandma to, of course, getting to a point where she didn't know any of us, and then to a point where she really wasn't there. I mean, she was alive, but very sad. And when my dad was 60 years old, he was told after a bunch of tests, the Boston Medical Center, that he too would suffer the same fate, and he likely would not know his name by age 65. And thankfully, my dad took the Strauss heart drops, you know, because he developed another heart problem. They did an angioplasty, the balloon treatment on my father in Boston, and booked him for open heart surgery. And luckily, I was able to, talk my dad into taking the Strauss heart drops. And I think after 3 months, he returned to Boston and they canceled his open heart surgery. So, and I can say that my dad lived until age 77, and lung cancer got him from asbestos. And he was sharp as a tack mentally until the day he died. So that was a blessing, really, after seeing how my grandmother went first for so many years until it finally took her. So, you know, this is really what you were just talking about, isn't it? There's two different conditions there.
Right. Arteriosclerosis is the stiffening or the hardening of the arteries. Atherosclerosis is the narrowing of the arteries. And they go hand, you know, and atherosclerosis is a form of arteriosclerosis. And again, as a species, we are vulnerable to this kind of disease process. And it's just the way it is. That's nature's agenda. Yeah, you know, Wayne, people think nature is benevolent and wants us to live a long time. No, it doesn't. Nature's agenda is to have the species propagate early and often, raise the offspring, and then move you out of the way. In the year 1900, Wayne, average life expectancy was about in the mid-40s, 45, 47. That was it. And then we developed, you know, better sanitation methods. We developed to fight chronic diseases, infectious diseases, and so on. And we were able to live longer. We're not living longer because we're necessarily living better or eating better. It's medical science that's keeping people alive. So we're really violating nature's agenda by having people live a long, long time. Yeah. Nature wants us to move us out of the way. Hence, in my view, that's why we have this propensity to develop disease. If everybody lived to be 250 years old on average, the planet wouldn't be able to sustain itself. So that's nature's right. figured that out. So what we're fighting here is evolution. And this, you know, we are a biological entity, and therefore we are susceptible to disease. However, we shouldn't aging doesn't necessarily mean becoming diseased. It's just a coincidence that as we age, disease is forming. And it's forming because of the way we have lived. You can yeah. age successfully and not necessarily suffer all these chronic diseases. There are people in their 80s, don't take any medications, don't have any signs of heart disease, are cognitively aware, and so on. But many are not.
There was a cover story in a magazine a few years ago, Doc, I found very interesting. The cover story was titled, How to Live to Be 100 and Not Regret It. Hmm. And they had about a dozen different folks, ladies and men, they interviewed. And it was very interesting, but some of the things they had in common, many of them were farmers or tended large gardens. They kept active to the extent of even just for half an hour or three quarters of an hour a day out on their hands and knees, picking weeds, picking some of their produce and staying active. The other thing was none of them were overweight. They ate to live. They didn't live to eat. Like I used to, you know, so that they didn't become terribly overweight. They got some exercise. The one fellow who'd made it to 99 or 100, they asked, what do you attribute your good life, long life to? Not smoking? He said, heck no, I smoked for 65 years and before I quit. But it was all these other things, you know, sure. eating pretty healthy. They weren't most farmers aren't eating all these packaged foods, you know, they're eating what they grow. And I thought that was very interesting. On the other hand, Doc, there was evidence came out after the terrible Vietnam conflict that Americans and some Canadians were involved in over in Vietnam, that yeah. these young men, when they returned, it was discovered that they had plaquing in the arteries as right. well. And they were young men, mostly very fit, you know, 18 to 25 years old. That was very surprising to me. So this isn't something that starts in your older years, is it? It's a process.
Believe it or not, what we're seeing now, we have this epidemic called the obesity epidemic. It not only affects adults, it affects children as well, overweight and obesity. What we're now starting to see is the what they call fatty streaks in the arteries of youngsters, children, 8, 9, 10 years old, even a little younger, the beginning of heart disease starting early in life, because many of these youngsters are overweight and obese. And many of these youngsters are on adult medications, blood pressure medications, yeah. anti-cholesterol medications. These are kids, and they're afflicted with adult diseases, and it's attributed to obesity. So again, there are many modifiable risk factors. There are non-modifiable risk factors, aging, your ethnicity, and so on, and your genetic inheritance. You may have a propensity for heart disease. You inherited that. On the other hand, much of the variance of heart disease is accounted for by diet and lifestyle. The heart drops is constituted of particular herbs that help keep the arteries, help fight the oxidation, formation of free radicals, help to keep the arteries free of plaquing. The heart drops can help dissolve the soft plaque. We know that aged garlic can help do that. Once the plaque becomes crystallized, It's very, very difficult then to do anything about that. The fatty plaque, the heart drops, aged garlic, has these compounds that will help to dissolve or rid the arteries of that kind of plaquing. But once the arteries are occupied with, you know, the hardened plaque, the crystallized plaque, calcified plaque, that's, no pun intended, it's almost set in stone. So the heart drops taken in a regular, systematic, consistent way. And notice my language, regular, systematic, consistent way. You can't do as catch as catch can, because if you do catch as catch can, in between catch and catch can, disease likes to progress.
Yeah.
So it's something, it's consistency, taking them every day, twice a day, following the directions and the instructions and being devoted to that will help, in my view, as you have found out.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt.
The herbs in here, hawthorn, European mistletoe leaf, hawthorn leaf and flower, motherwort, cayenne, aged garlic itself, bilberry, white willow bark, all of these herbs, when I was working on my degree in clinical nutrition, I took a course in botanical medicine, and I just thought it was a wonderful course. These herbs were the medicines of our ancient ancestors. People don't understand that. There was no pharmacy or walk-in clinic. They used food and the herbs and the spices to keep them healthy. And that's what's so remarkable about these kind of products, and whether it's the heart drops, the kidney support formula, the prostate formula, the bladder support formula, they're all constituted of these fabulous and really now scientifically proven and effective herbs. And that's what makes these products so special.
But Jim Strauss always, he always had a saying, Dr. Garko, that if you're not made from it, it cannot fix you. And he'd say that, you know, expecting man-made chemical drugs to actually fix us is like taking our car to the lumberyard to fix with 2x4s and plywood. You can't do it. You need materials that the car is made from. And so we need cells that we're made from in order to fix us. Now, of course, most pharmaceuticals, all that I know of, don't claim to fix things. They basically deal with the symptoms. But I do think that's true. It makes perfect sense to me that if you're not made from it, it cannot fix you. And, you know, the things I've seen with these natural herbal botanical formulas have been quite amazing, really. I mean, it's painless, non-invasive, way to help ourselves.
It's this business of, look, most people get up every day, they're not thinking about these things. They get up, they got to pay the bills, they got to go to work, they got to raise the kids, they got to do this, they got to do that. And so, you know, I've devoted my life and my time and my effort to do the hard work of doing the research and inform people and to make them aware of where the pitfalls, the traps, and the landmines are. And when it comes to heart disease, there are many of them, Wayne, many: smoking, poor nutrition, physical inactivity, excessive alcohol consumption, high stress, high blood pressure, elevated LDL, the low density lipoproteins, low HDL, elevated triglyceride levels, glucose intolerance, iron overload, diabetes, overweight, metabolic syndrome. I can go down the list, man. And there's so many of them. And at the end of the day, though, people will become overwhelmed. And so when I'm working with my clients, it's diet and lifestyle. This is where you can do things, and dietary supplementation. And that's why I, in part of my practice with my clients, I include the Strauss products, because it's not so hard for people to do. They're more compliant to take these products. They're liquid. They don't have to swallow pills. And it's a little easier for them.
Yeah. A few years ago when, you know, we heard that more children, young children, 8 and 10 and 12 years old, were experiencing hypertension. I just couldn't believe it. And I was, I felt a little stress over that, Doc. And what they did a study. And of course, there are so many of these electronic games now, video games and so forth, that the children and people enjoy so much. And they discovered it was inactivity, the lack of activity. And when they got these children in this study outside for a minimum of an hour a day, like when we were young, our mothers would tell us, get the heck outside and play and get out from under our feet. But they knew what they were doing, you know, they keep it moving. We were given arms and legs for a reason, Doc, eh?
Absolutely. And on that list that I was going down, I could add homocysteine, C-reactive protein. But there's one common factor among all of them. All of those risk factors tend to inspire or create inflammation. Inflammation is part of the healing process, but when in excess becomes part of the damaging process. It turns out that when you age garlic, it has this ability to help moderate that inflammation. And one of the keys to aging successfully is to keep inflammation levels as low as possible as you age, because that's where the damage is being done. It's a good thing that it has gone bad. Yeah. Again, inflammation is part of the immune system. It's part of the body's way to heal. But when the arteries are consistently being damaged by bad food, bad lifestyle, too much stress, you know, all those things that I mentioned, smoking and whatever, all those toxic chemicals from the environment keep damaging the arteries, the body wants to repair. That's its instinctive response. And in that process, you're creating inflammation. And inflammation can be very destructive if that switch is left on all the time. So heart drops tend to moderate that inflammation. That's part of its method of repair and healing. And when you age the garlic, aging creates chemicals that didn't exist in the garlic prior to the aging. That's why they age it.
Yeah.
And I don't want to get into all of that because it gets a little complicated, but that's why they're aging it. And Strauss has figured out their method of aging to produce their product.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we've sure seen just loads and loads of great results taking these products, Doc, and the cardio support for helping the body repair damaged heart cells and for irregular heartbeat has been very successful. And right. You know, I suffered arrhythmia at a young age, relatively speaking. I was still in my 30s after the angina started with the arrhythmia. But I'll tell you, growing numbers as time goes on, some of my former teammates didn't experience it until they got into their 60s. Right. And, Strauss always figured, he always said that heavy weightlifting and football were stupid games. And when I asked him why, he said, because we're not horses. We do these things that, it's a fact that men that play in the down lineman position in football that play 4 or 5 years past high school live 10 years shorter than the average male population. And there's some sad stories, you know, congestive heart failure and so forth, and pacemakers. And arrhythmia is, I know some people feel like I did. I felt every race beat. Other people don't feel their irregular heartbeat, which is in one sense a blessing because it drove me crazy with mine. But as time goes on, more and more of my friends, former football players, have needed this formula. And the longest it took was one of my dear friends and teammates who was also a bodybuilder, owned fitness clubs. And he was 6 months on the CardioCom before he was finished with his irregular heartbeat events. And You know, I was only 3 months, but geez, mine was 24/7, Doc, for years. And I felt every beat. Sometimes I would wake up in the night and kind of gasp, not thinking I was going to get the next breath. It can be a very strange feeling, but the CardioCom, the cardio support formula has been a very good formula for that. And I don't know what else causes it really, unless it's just is the overworking of the heart. I mean, the heart's really a pump, right?
Right. It's a electrochemical system. And you can, when the arteries become constricted and, you know, the heart is working very hard, you can get into this realm of the heart behaving in an irregular fashion. You know, you do the EKG and all that business and try to figure that all out. It starts to get complicated. What we have found is that people taking the heart drops in combination with the CardioCom is a nice combination. But there's something else going on here too, Wayne. Your heart and your kidneys are intimately connected. Kidney disease promotes heart disease. Heart disease promotes kidney disease. And people sometimes don't understand that. Your cardiologist does. And oftentimes people wonder, why is my cardiologist interested in my kidneys? You know, high blood pressure affects the kidneys. High blood pressure means that it's not just for the coronary arteries. There's too much pressure on the inner lining of the wall, not only in the coronary arteries, but in all the arteries systemically throughout your body, including your kidneys. We can get into what's called the RAS system. It's a little complicated how the kidneys are affecting the heart, and the heart's affecting the kidneys, but they have to work in tandem. And so if you have heart disease, high blood pressure, it's also mindful and a good thing to do to take the kidney support drops along with it so that you can have a better result. Many people figure this out. Some don't, however, and that's why I always try to, people that have heart disease, encourage them to take the kidney support and to try to take care of their kidneys as well.
Well, I was an example of that myself, Dr. Garko, when, my doctor warned me back in those days, many years ago, that he was worried, concerned my blood pressure was too high. And I was kind of disappointed that the Strauss heart drops did not lower my blood pressure in those first months of taking them. And I spoke to Jim Strauss about it when I met him after taking the Strauss heart drops for 4 months. And he said, well, it must be your kidneys. And introduced me to his kidney formula. Sure enough, 3 months, my blood pressure dropped. My doctor was very happy. It was 120 over 70, and it stayed there. That's been my usual blood pressure now for 25 years, which I found remarkable. But that's just proof to what you're saying. There's a definite connection there, and between the kidneys and our heart and this high blood pressure business, or silent killer, as it's been called. You usually don't feel high blood pressure, do you? It exists and can kill you.
Sometimes some people, you know, there are different symptoms for high blood pressure. One is feeling fatigue, having a hard time breathing, maybe from time to time feeling dizzy. So but on a whole, you're right. It is called the silent killer. And again, that's the problem here. It happens over a lifetime. It takes usually decades for it to manifest in its full-blown form, beginning early in childhood, as I alluded to earlier. Now with the obesity epidemic among children, they're beginning to form heart disease at an early age. And so by the time they're in their 20s, their heart is the age of a middle-aged person.
Yeah,
in terms of the health of the arteries. You're only as healthy and old as your arteries are.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Full stop, 100%. this one. Now, all the systems of the body are important: digestive system, endocrine system. You know, all of them are important. I get it. But this particular, the cardiovascular system, no pun intended, really does get at the heart of the matter.
Yeah. So, do you know something else that Jim Strauss always touted, Dr. Garko, and I tend to believe it. It makes perfect sense to me. He would say that if a person had planned to lose a lot of weight, to caution them to do a detox, do some of these good cleanses, either beforehand or during the weight loss process. The thinking being this: whatever percentage they say the average person could have up to 30 pounds of toxins inside them. And so if you took a person that was, just to use numbers, 300 pounds, that wanted to lose weight and get down to 200 pounds, if they didn't cleanse some of these toxins and poisons, then a larger percentage of their mass would be toxins and poisons when they lost that weight. And I think most of us have seen people who have lost a considerable amount of weight that didn't look so good. Their color wasn't very good. And sometimes they've taken ill and died. And I believe that is the reason, is that they've just increased, if you will, by losing weight. But you can't lose the weight of the toxins and poisons unless you go right after them with the likes of these cleansing formulas. But to just lose a lot of weight and not do a good cleanses and detoxes, we definitely run that risk. It made perfect sense to me, this business of, you know, ending up a larger percentage of you being poisoned. So it's, I always felt that that was a very important thing. There's a lot of people out there to lose a lot of weight. My former teammate and best buddy, he actually moved into my home for 2 years. He was very sick. And as he lost the 160 pounds going from 400 down to 240, he was detoxing the whole time and taking these formulas. And it worked out well. His color remained good. And, you know, we've talked about blue lips and bluish gray skin before too, Doc, being lack of blood flow. And I've seen the heart drops bring people back to a nice even color like we're supposed to be so many times.
Right. Because you're making a little bit more room in that vessel. Again, that soft, fatty plaque. The heart drops, the aged garlic. And by the way, this is not just hocus pocus or just anecdotal. There are hundreds of studies to show that aged, if not thousands, aged garlic does have this property of keeping the arteries healthy and helping to remove the soft, fatty plaque and making more room in the lumen. The lumen is the space in the artery. You're creating, so there's less pressure. When you're putting pressure on the pipes, eventually those pipes will break. Same thing with the arteries. They don't necessarily, well, they can rupture, but what you're doing is you're damaging, the pressure is scoring that endothelium, that tissue. And again, the body's trying to repair it with cholesterol and whatnot, and platelets and so on pass by, get more damage, and it's a mess. And it gets worse and worse over time. And it is a silent killer. It takes a long time to do. This business about the kidneys being connected to the cardiovascular system is really a kind of complicated, and I could get into talking about renin and angiotensin and all these other things, and to show how that, maybe we can do that on another show. That really is a show unto itself to explain that relationship. It is complicated, but what the audience needs to know and understand, the kidneys and the heart and the lungs are all intimately interconnected. And so these products from Strauss tend to work better when you're using them together. The heart drops, the kidney formula, the cardiocomp, and that bladder support. I take all of them. And as you age, you know, you say, well, I feel fine. Well, yeah, but are you? You could be ready to have a heart attack and not even know it. There have been more than a few people on a golf course that have vapor locked, you know, at the 18th hole. So I'm just saying.
Well, you still look pretty good for a guy that's almost 40, Doc.
Well, thank you very much. You lie. You lie.
Well, you sure do look healthy, and it's great to see you look so good. Okay, Dr. Garko, thank you. We'll be back in just a minute after the words these words from our sponsor.
Wayne Elliott to tell you about my great experience over the past 20 years with Strauss Heart Drops, the original cholesterol buster. Strauss Heart Drops saved and changed my life, my parents, and countless family, friends, and others. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural, risk-free, safe with no drug contraindications, and satisfaction guaranteed. You can't go wrong, so trust the original and feel better soon. Order online at loveyourheartdrops.com or call 877-817-9829, and I promise you won't be sorry. Thank you.
Okay, welcome back, folks. We've been having a conversation with my guest, Dr. Michael Garko, a very highly educated gentleman who spent his whole life studying about health and nutrition. And it's always a pleasure for me to speak to Dr. Garko. We've done a lot of radio shows. I was a guest on more than 50 of his shows at Let's Talk Nutrition. So he's here today sharing his wealth of knowledge with us. We've just been talking about clogged arteries and these issues with heart disease and how we're experiencing today. We're seeing today even young children with hypertension and cholesterol issues. And we've talked about this before, Dr. Garko. Some of it has to do with less activity. Yep. Back when we were young, our mothers would shoo us outside to play and get some exercise. Mm-hmm. Whether it was snowing or it was hot outside, we were to get outside. And of course, with these video games and other things, there's many kids that are leading a much less active childhood than what many of us did years ago. And obesity and other problems, hypertension and such are becoming the results. And I think I'd like to stress for the folks listening in, Doc, the importance of clean tissues and these Strauss formulas, like the world famous Strauss Heart Drops for keeping our blood system, arteries, veins, and vessels clean and giving us blood flow everywhere we're meant to have it, which is every single cell in our bodies. You know, the cardio formula for damaged heart cells to help our body rebuild damaged heart cells. For arrhythmia, irregular heartbeat is what it fixed for me. I'm so grateful for many, many years ago. The bladder formula, fabulous formula, the kidney formula, and the prostate formula for men. The bladder, kidney, and prostate, Dr. Garko, all have in common the golden seal root, which is a highly effective antibiotic herb, as you know. You know, it's just wonderful. They're non-invasive. They've been shown to be safe. They're economical. I always say that to take one of these formulas, Doc, costs about the same as a small drive-through cup of coffee. So just to put it in perspective, and the results, for the most part, no one has to tell you you're doing better. You will generally feel it when that energy increases with the blood flow and so forth.
Yeah, you will. And, you know, these products, the heart drops, and I'm going to just pair it up here for a second with the kidney support formula, are constituted of botanicals, herbs, these ancient herbs. Herbs are yet another gift from nature. Now, I'm all about the science. I've been trained in that tradition. I've had great professors, great background and training, but I'm also a great believer in traditional knowledge that's been passed on for centuries, if not thousands of years, from one generation and ancestry to another. And we know that botanicals And if you look at Chinese medicine, it's over 5,000 years old. Ayurvedic medicine rely heavily, heavily on herbs and spices. There's a reason. Remember, this is always about chemistry too. People seem to forget it is chemistry. These botanicals have these properties, these chemical properties that have all sorts of positive effects on our system generally, and specific systems like the cardiovascular system. And I mentioned the heart drops and the kidney support formula together because your heart and your kidneys are intimately, inextricably connected. Kidney disease can promote heart disease. Heart disease can promote kidney disease. We could get into that in a lot of detail, but generally speaking, there is a very strong correlation. That's why many cardiologists are very much interested in the kidney function and health of their patients, and will refer them out sometimes to a physician who can take care of that as well. So, you know, it's a good idea to consider if you have, especially if you have heart disease, or if you have kidney disease or both, to take these products in tandem, take them together. It's a must.
The heart drops and the kidney formula. Yes, I agree with you. And if you have hypertension, high blood pressure, whether it is your kidneys or your heart that's the cause, taking both of those will look after it. In my case, it was the kidneys with my high blood pressure many years ago. And in 3 months on the kidney formula, my blood pressure ever since has been 120 over 70. Now, the Strauss heart drops, I'll never quit taking. Since it seems to run in my family, the heart disease and hardening of the arteries and clogged arteries, heart attacks, and so forth, it's been our number one killer, that's for sure, in my family. So I, you know, in my 69th year, I don't want to start clogging up again, Doc. I don't want any blood flow restrictions. The first thing that happened to me with the heart drops after 2 weeks was the hearing returned to my left ear. Never dreamed it had anything to do with cholesterol. Never dreamed of that. I was shocked when it happened to me, truthfully. And so, you know, it's not just, as you can confirm, it's not just our heart arteries or the carotid arteries running to our brain. It's everywhere our blood flows. We need that blood. And just to the tiniest vessels, when I think of folks with grayish blue lips or skin, that's a lack of blood flow to the skin. And in no time, you'll see them after taking Strauss heart drops have an even color and lose that bluish gray. We're not meant to be that color.
No, not even at Halloween. So it is important here to understand that high blood pressure is one of those risk factors for coronary artery disease, because high blood pressure, as in the words, pressure there's pressure put against the inner lining of the artery, the endothelium. And when you put pressure against that artery, if it's consistent and persistent, you begin to damage that lining, to score it, and the body wants to repair it. And in the process of repairing it, you start this plaquing process, which we could get into. But the point is here that there are a number of modifiable and non-modifiable risk factors for coronary artery disease. In terms of these non-modifiable risk factors, you know, aging is non-modifiable. You're going to age whether you want to or not. Your ethnicity, race, we know that, for example, African American males have a greater propensity for heart disease, high blood pressure, than do other males of other races, which is kind of interesting. And so, and then there are your genetics. But then there's that modifiable list. Your diet and your lifestyle get implicated heavily here. And I've mentioned these variables before, these risk factors: smoking, poor nutrition, physical inactivity or sedentary lifestyle, excessive alcohol consumption, high stress. Stress is a killer, man. I've done so many shows on stress, high blood pressure, elevated low density lipoprotein. People call that the bad cholesterol, or high when that's high, or when the good cholesterol, the HDL, high density lipoprotein, is low. Your triglycerides too high, glucose intolerance, which is diabetes, will cause heart disease. Fibrinogen, homocysteine, C-reactive protein, and then the overarching nemesis and culprit, inflammation. Inflammation is always implicated when healing and when damage is done. It's a good thing gone bad. Too much inflammation, because you're consistently damaging the arteries with a bad diet, bad lifestyle, and environmental toxins that are getting into your system. So it does get a little complicated, but then when you distill it down, you just need to be practicing a good diet, good lifestyle, and good dietary supplementation in a very consistent way. You must be consistent. As I mentioned to you on other shows, doing catch-as-catch-can doesn't work. And then people say, well, I took those and they didn't work. Well, they when they're sitting on the counter, they're not going to work. You got to you have to unscrew that lid.
Got to take them. Yeah, you got to take them. Folks, to find out more information or to order any of the fine Strauss products online, go to straussnaturals.com. That's S-T-R-A-U-S-S, naturals.com. Or call toll-free 866-478-2873. Thank you for being with us today. And thank you to Dr. Michael Garko. Always a great pleasure. And you look great, Doc. You keep up the good work yourself. And thanks for joining us, folks. We'll be back with you next week at the same time, at the same hour. Look forward to being with you then for another interesting show with another great guest. And until then, stay well and may God bless.
I left your house this morning about a quarter after nine.
Wayne Elliott to tell you about my great experience over the past 20 years with Strauss Heart Drops, the original cholesterol buster. Strauss Heart Drops saved and changed my life, my parents, and countless family, friends, and others. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural, risk-free, safe with no drug contraindications, and satisfaction guaranteed. You can't go wrong, so trust the original and feel better soon. Order online at loveyourheartdrops.com or call 877-817-9829, and I promise you won't be sorry. Thank you.